Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be brighter than snow. God is my strong salvation, what foe have I to fear? In darkness and temptation, my light, my help is near. Though hosts encamp about me, for justice will I stand. What terror can confound me with God at my right hand? Place on our God reliance, my soul with courage wait. God's truth be your affiance when faint and desolate. God's might your heart shall strengthen, God's love your joy increase. God's grace your days will lengthen, and God will give you peace. Amen. By patience we share in the suffering of Christ, and so become partakers in the reign of heaven. My heart begs you, Adonai, hear me so I can keep faith. I beg you, make me free, so I can live your laws. I face you in the cold of night, praying, waiting for your word. I keep watch through the night, repeating what you promise. Hear me, loving God, let your justice make me live. The wicked close in on me, to them your law is foreign. But you, Adonai, are closer still, your law is my whole truth, studied since my youth, fixed for all time. See how I suffer, free me, I have not forgotten you. Take my side, defend me, give me the life you promised. The wicked are not safe, for they spurn your word. Adonai of great mercy, let your word be my life. Enemies hunt me down, yet I will not waver. Traitors turn my stomach when they break your word. But I love your precepts, Adonai, let me live in your love. Truth is the heart of your word, every judgment stands forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. By patience we share in the suffering of Christ, and so become partakers in the reign of heaven.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Behold, my servant shall prosper, shall be raised high and greatly exalted. Even as many were amazed to see him, so marred was his appearance beyond that of mortals. So he shall startle many nations. Because of him, monarchs shall stand speechless. For those who have not been told shall see, those who have not heard shall ponder it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Save my life from the jaws of these lions. Save my life from the jaws of these lions. Against me they open wide their jaws, like lions rending and roaring. Save my life from the jaws of these lions. O Adonai, do not leave me alone. My strength, make haste to help me. Save my life from the jaws of these lions. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Save my life from the jaws of these lions. Many of the people, after the raising of Lazarus, seeing Jesus' signs, believed in him. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits his people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Many of the people, after the raising of Lazarus, seeing Jesus' signs, believed in him.
With the tax collector at the back of the temple, we pray, be merciful to me, a sinner. Like the woman who lost her coin, you work diligently to find those who are lost. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Like the shepherd who leaves 99 to find the one missing, you are ready to carry us home on your shoulders. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Like the Father moved with compassion, you run to greet your prodigals with kiss and calf, robe and ring. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of mercy and forgiveness, our self-righteous arrogance is so quick to tally our praying, fasting, and almsgiving, while we stand in judgment and condemn the rest of humankind. Help us to know in the depths of our hearts that it is mercy and compassion that you desire, and that it would be better for us to cease all our Lenten practices if they do not rehearse us in loving our neighbor as we hope to be loving you. For you live and reign in the power of compassion and unconditional love, now and forever. Amen. May the God whose arms are always extended to welcome us, bless us with self-awareness and compassion for all our sisters and brothers. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai our God. Our God who is gracious and merciful.